Chapter 1. Coffee Night. Sapphire, standing proudly at 6 feet tall, with short brown hair that is closely shaved at the sides, looked at the front door of the coffee shop, paused, took a deep breath, and walked in. Holding her purse like it was the only thing holding her to the earth, her green eyes looked around her, searching. Finally, they stopped on a silent group of people, all communicating with their hands. She crossed the room and found a seat among them, too scared to initiate or engage with anyone. Eventually, one of the older men caught her attention. "Are you a student?" he asked her in sign language. Sapphire raised her hand and shook her fist up and down. "Yes." "What's your name?" he gently prompted her. She looked at her fist as she slowly fingerspelled her name. S-A-P-H-I-R-E. "Nice to meet you. My name is M-A-R-C-U-S," he slowly signed back to her. "I am nervous," Sapphire signed. Marcus smiled at Sapphire with a sweet understanding. "That's okay. You will be fine. You just need to practice." She smiled and nodded back at him in response. She watched everyone interacting with one another and realized that she understood more of the language than she had given herself credit for. The door opened again, and a lovely girl walked in towards the group. She had long blonde hair and was grinning broadly. There was a glow about her, and an ease in how she interacted with others. Sapphire was immediately drawn to her. The girl looked toward Sapphire. Sapphire waved to get the girl's attention. "What's your name?" Sapphire signed through the butterflies that were fighting each other in her stomach. The girl smiled softly at Sapphire and slowly responded, "My name is D-A-N-A. Sapphire fingerspelled Dana's name back to her. D-A-N-A. "Yes, you are correct." She came over and sat across from Sapphire. "What's your name?" "My name is S-A-P-H-I-R-E. "Nice to meet you," Dana signed. "Nice to meet you." Sapphire copied the signs back. "What level are you?" Dana asked. "I'm in my first American Sign Language class." "Are you required to come to the deaf event and write about it for your class?" Dana asked, as Sapphire watched each sign, transfixed. The girl was so clear and easy to understand. Not all deaf people are easy to understand, just as all hearing people speak differently. "Yes." Sapphire shook her fist up and down in response while also adding a head nod. "Have you learned any new signs yet?" Dana inquired. "Not yet," Sapphire said with a shrug. "Well, you sign beautifully," Dana complimented Sapphire with a supportive smile. "Thank you. I can understand more than I can sign," Sapphire explained. "That is normal." After a few hours passed of communicating with Dana and the other deaf people that joined the group, Sapphire checked the clock. Suddenly it hit her how tired she was. Her eyes ached from watching conversations for so long, and her brain was tired from trying to follow along. However, she was enjoying herself so much that she had lost track of time. She realized she still needed to drive home. "I have to get up early for work tomorrow, so I need to go now. Will you be here next month?" Sapphire asked Dana. "I will," Dana smiled. "Do you have Facebook?" Sapphire asked. "Yes," Dana responded. Sapphire got her phone out, went to her Facebook app, selected the search bar, and then handed her phone to Dana. Dana found herself and pushed the friend request button. She handed the phone back to Sapphire. "Thank you. I will see you next month," Sapphire signed excitedly. And with that, she headed out of the coffee shop.